All right, welcome to TV on the Radio here on BFF.fm. Now I really understand how Bradley Cooper feels, how he was done by the Academy, because that was not the version of Shallow I was expecting.
No, I mean, it's really cool of them to show up live in the BFF studio and play their Academy Award nominated song for us.
It was. I wish our phone had captured better sound.
I know. But, I wish they could have stuck around and chatted too, but I understand they need to
prep.
Get in hair and makeup. Yeah.
Yeah, they were both downing green juice as they were here.
Yeah, red carpet starts in like 7 hours.
All right, so that was Shallow, a nominee for best original picture, some motion song, something for this year's Oscars. And
original
today,
song.
Yeah, original song. And here on TV on the Radio, it is our 91st annual Oscars extravaganza. Except this year, it seems like the Academy really doesn't give a shit, so why should we? So, Jess, you and I are both here in our onesies.
We are wearing the same dress on the red carpet, which is a little embarrassing.
It's very on brand, though. Very on brand.
I'm also wearing dark sunglasses and little gloves in homage to our dearly departed homie Karl Lagerfeld.
Yes.
Up in heaven telling Jesus he's looking fat.
Yeah, I have his cat here on a leash. The cat's my date. That cat just landed quite a windfall. But
now the creative director of Chanel.
Yeah. But I digress. This is a big day for Hollywood. The, 75th big day of the year. And it's only, February? I have to say that Hollywood, God bless them.
Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts. They're the only industry that need 12 televised events to tell them that they're good.
Yeah.
It's a little much, guys. It's a little much. And I feel like that's the message that the Academy is trying to convey this year. How about you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it just, the whole thing about the host flaming out and them just being fuck it, we don't need a host. It's I don't know. I mean, I guess it's TBD how that works out, but it does seem a little bit like DGAF.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, that was very loud. I guess I am passionate about the Oscars this year. Yeah, it really does sort of seem like a non-starter or a non-event this year. I feel like there's that. They were just like, oh, Kevin Hart can't do it because he's problematic. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll figure something out, I guess. We'll just have...
just wing it.
Anyone who hoves into the Academy's field of vision is apparently allowed to present. You informed me this morning that Hulk Hogan is going to be a presenter.
I swear to you, I saw that and my vision started to go dim.
I mean, in what world is that even relevant? What is Hulk Hogan doing? What is he involved in besides shutting down media companies?
I honestly don't know.
How
is he going to wear a tux?
How is he a member of the Academy?
I do not understand Academy membership. I don't know if he's a member, but he was involved in that Andre the Giant documentary. So maybe that gets you in something.
That's not nominated for anything.
No, but I'm just saying he was in a movie once.
Okay. Yeah.
I am 100% against it. And
it's mystifying. So is it just going to be a parade of bad people this year then? So oh, Hulk Hogan, what have you done recently? Oh, I shut down Gawker and, all the other shitty stuff he did. And then, is Hulk Hogan going to introduce Robert Kraft? I don't understand.
Probably.
I'm very, very confused. But it does kind of seem like it's a little bit of a non-event this year. And why do you think it feels that way? I have a few theories on it. Part of it is that I think everyone can admit that we are in a national crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
As a country, it's
mm-hmm.
There's nobody steering the ship. And it's even worse than that. It's shitty people trying to, I don't know.
Sorry.
Let's
wardrobe malfunction.
Yeah, let's not get into it. But it seems like we're in a true national crisis. And then it's who gives a shit about any of these rich liberal people who are going to get on the stage and pay lip service to some whatever cause du jour they're going to pay lip service to and then go to their, $100,000 a plate governor's ball afterwards to celebrate each other for their 60 days of work that they did this year on this movie.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. I think it feels like a frivolous circle jerk, and it's hard to, in times of, you know, crisis or economic downturn, it's hard to know how to present that where it doesn't seem self-congratulatory or indulgent. This is tangential, but I just rewatched the, I think it was 2009 opener with Hugh Jackman doing a song.
Yes, I did the same.
Oh, because it was the oral history. Yes. And yeah, the concern with writing that was that it was a, we were in an economic crisis and they didn't want it to seem too lavish or whatever. And so the joke was that they were going to cancel the opening number, but he put it together himself using like Craigslist dancers and cardboard cutouts and stuff. And it was funny. It was cute. Hugh Jackman's great.
Hugh Jackman is great. And it was also charming because, I don't know, it just, it just worked in many ways because it did acknowledge that this is kind of this dumb, stupid thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like so much is made of the presenter every year. And it's an, I think it's widely accepted that it's an impossible gig to be the Oscars presenter and to be, you know, universally liked.
That's true. You are sort of walking in front of a firing squad when you host the Oscars.
Yeah. And so when it's doing something like a big song and dance number to kick it off and not making it about a monologue or trying to be timely or make commentary on something.
Yeah.
And just acknowledge that, like, this is the fun of the movies. Like, we make things up. Like, this is what people like. I think that's, you know, there's a lot of truth in that. And I would respect that a lot more than Kevin Hart going out there and giving some heartfelt. Is Kevin Hart going to take the stage at some point tonight? Probably, right?
I don't think so. No. I mean, who fucking knows? Hulk Hogan's there, but yeah, I don't think so.
But yeah, I don't know. I just, I also feel like this year there's a list of relatively shitty nominees. Like Green Book has already won far more than they ever should have won at any awards ceremony. Also, full disclosure, I have not seen Green Book, will not see Green Book, but I feel qualified to say that it's a piece of shit.
I don't need to see that shit to know that it's garbage.
And so I think in times like that, when it seems so out of touch from what people went to see and what people were moved by, I'm not saying that your aunt in Idaho wasn't moved by Green Book, but like the... It's again, it's like the Electoral College all over again, guys. Like, Black Panther had the popular vote, but, you know, it's like, let's give it to Green Book.
Yeah, I think to that point, there's also, you know, since 2016, there's been a greater, like, our sort of culture war is more at the forefront of everyone's consciousness. So it makes it hard for something like the Academy Awards to, like, they're so self-conscious of the self-celebratory, like, masturbatory nature of the show that it, like, when they didn't think about middle America, it was fine. You could do, like, honor yourself all you want, and it's because all your rich friends were watching and the audience was who they were. But now that everyone knows that they're going to get mean tweets from people who hate Hollywood liberals, it makes it harder to jerk off on stage.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I was going to say, and that's really what we like about the Oscars. Also, you know, I don't know. It just feels like a non-event this year.
But... And I mean, the boring answer is also that our landscape of attention is so diffuse now. Like, it used to be like everyone talked about the same movies because going to the movies was what you did. But now there's a lot more content out there, and the kids are all on their Snapchats and not going to see fucking Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, Roma is nominated for Best Picture, and that was a Netflix release, essentially. I mean, it was in select theaters, but I would say 98% of people who saw Roma saw it on Netflix while watching, scrolling through.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, while scrolling for Beef Wellington recipes and not paying attention. I don't know. Your mileage may vary, but that was my experience of
How did your Beef Wellington turn out?
Yeah, no. Just like Roma. Overrated. I did not decide to move forward with the Beef Wellington project. But let's talk a little bit about some of the nominees and who we think will win and who we would like to win. As always, we would love to get your feedback via Twitter. Send us a long-form email to bfftvontheradio@gmail.com if you have a lot of thoughts.
You can be the first.
Second, we already received an email from a listener. But we'd love to hear from you on Twitter also. We're at BFF TV on the radio. I'd love to hear any and all of your Oscar thoughts. First of all, also, let me say, red carpet is bullshit and a total waste of time. But Karamo Brown is hosting this year.
Oh, delightful.
So he's a delight. And if you have to watch the red carpet, I think, can I make a plea that you watch the red carpet featuring Karamo? Because
I love red carpet. I mean, I hate that. I would like to just watch it on mute because I fucking hate all the talking, the fucking inanity. I mean, they get the worst people.
Yeah.
Seacrest, Juliana Rancic. Mm-hmm. I hate them so much. But yeah, I like looking at pretty clothes.
Sure. What do we think now that the Oscars, now that the Academy doesn't give a shit? Do you think they're going to dial back on the Manny Cam this year? That's my real fear, is that they're the just like, gone. No Manny Cam. Yeah. I don't know. I'm interested to see what Karamo does with it, because I feel like even if he's not asking any, I don't know, relevant or mind-shattering questions, he'll at least be like, you're the best Rami Malek you can be.
Yeah.
Like, he's just very positive.
He's going to make people cry.
He is absolutely going to, make them confess that they, like, have imposter syndrome and don't think they should be there. And then he'll get to the heart of, you know.
Yeah.
Walking the red carpet is a metaphor. Jumping. Yeah, it's a metaphor for for what you've earned by reading some lines. But anyway, as I said, we would love to hear your thoughts on the Oscars for 2019. Let's start with the big one, Best Picture. In recent years, the Oscars have expanded this from a five. There used to be five movies in the field.
And 16.
Now they've expanded it to literally every movie that was released. So it's quite the crowded field. But Black Panther is nominated, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. What are your thoughts, Jess?
I think Roma's going to take it.
Let's take a movie by movie. What are your thoughts about Black Panther?
I saw that over a year ago, and so my thoughts are I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah, my husband.
I remember liking it. But.
Yeah, I liked it too. My husband told me yesterday, he said, no, I've used up my superhero budget by... We watched Captain America, Sebastian Stan movie, Winter Soldier.
Oh, yeah, the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
And so you can't watch Black
Panther. So he's out. He can't watch Black Panther, whereas I will watch any superhero movie ever.
Did Thor Ragnarok get nominated for
Thor Ragnarok is the best superhero movie made. Yeah, it's genius. But I am glad to see Black Panther get nominated. It was a mega hit. It was it was an interesting take on a superhero story, and it was amazing. I didn't see Black Klansman, so I can't comment on that. Bohemian Rhapsody I did see and greatly enjoyed.
That movie, the more I think about it, it was terrible.
I know, but didn't it was you enjoyable. Enjoy it at
it
the
was
time?
Enjoyable. Yeah. I like Queen, so it was fun just hearing a bunch of Queen songs that lent nothing to the narrative of the film because the story was terrible. Yeah, Rami Malek was good, I thought. I think playing Freddie Mercury with a weird prosthetic tooth thing was hard to pull off, and he did a good job, but it was a stupid movie.
It kind of, it was. It definitely, same. I found it really enjoyable at the time.
Yeah.
Brian May and the surviving members of Queen, I'm gonna. Good for you guys. That's great. But like,
Talk about masturbatory. They made this banal film where like a bunch of band members were nice to each other for 2 hours.
Yeah, it is a very Vaseline lens view of the origin of Queen, but whatever, fine. The Favorite, I have not seen.
I haven't.
Yeah. I will see it at some point because I love Olivia Colman. She is amazing. Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone, big fans of both of those. Mm-hmm. And Yorgos Lanthimos, the director, made The Lobster, which is a very weird film featuring Colin Farrell that I greatly enjoyed. And again, the thing I like about movies like The Favorite being nominated, I feel like there's always some Queen movie nominated, right? Like there's always
some costume drama, yeah.
Something that's a period piece, you're going to get nominated.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least this is, from what I've read, it's like subversive and enjoyable, and it's like a different narrative. And I'm just always interested to see like something else get made that's mm-hmm. not a fucking remake of Beverly Hills Chihuahua 3. Like, it's just great.
It is about time they reboot that franchise.
Yeah. Green Book, have not seen, but yet feel qualified to say it's a piece of shit. Yeah. Roma, I did see. I am on the record as saying I did not understand Roma. I do not think it's the best movie ever made. I know that everybody feels differently about that. And yeah, it's a beautiful piece of art. It left me completely unmoved, except for Boris, who turned in a star-making performance.
Again, animals, shut out.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. Also, by the way, we did receive a tweet from a friend of the show, Lee, who says maybe a blue carpet next year.
Ooh.
Yeah, which that's amazing. And I think
heresy.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like there's room now. The Academy's out. They don't give a shit. So we can do whatever we want. next up for Best Picture, A Star is Born.
Mm-hmm.
You and I saw that together.
Uh-huh.
I went to see it mainly to laugh at it. I did laugh, but I ended up being extremely impressed by that movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. I was mm-hmm. very moved by it. If it could win tonight. I think it's like a 3-star movie.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's not going to get whatever. I feel it. It's just a feeling I have.
Yeah, I agree.
Bradley Cooper is going to get smacked down.
Yeah, I think there's a personal vendetta against Bradley Cooper. I think he's like, he must be a dick. But yeah, I ended up being really impressed by that movie for the sheer fact that it is such an earnest depiction of what clearly was Bradley Cooper's vision for how this movie, like, mm-hmm. there's been much made of his many interviews since where he has said, you know, like, oh, this was, you know, I don't know, like, it's the most important thing in his life, basically. Yeah. And he really did, to use a sports metaphor, leave it all on the field.
Yeah, like, I think that's what was most impressive about it, is it was kind of a wild vision.
Yes.
You know, he really did. I was trying to come up with another sports metaphor about something, but shoot for the home run. It all could have come together in such a fucking disaster.
Yeah.
And he would have looked ridiculous.
Yes.
But it really, like, it worked, and his performance was kind of wild, but it really worked. And mm-hmm. yeah, it was good. I mean, I think he should have been nominated for directing, but
yeah, I think so too. And then Vice, the Dick Cheney movie, which I will never see.
I mean, I'm curious, but I really don't. I don't need any more Dick Cheney in my life.
Are you Vice curious?
Vice curious. So, I didn't even realize that Vice referred to the fact that he's vice president.
Well, I think it refers to the fact that, you know,
I get it. It's a play on words, yeah. But I don't understand those.
But yeah, so yeah, okay. I am not vice curious. I'm never going to see that movie. And also, does the Academy just have to nominate Adam McKay if he makes a movie?
I'm sorry, Anchorman, I don't recall getting nominated. The greatest film of all time.
Like everything since The Great Short, or The Big Short, whatever. The Great Short has been nominated. And I would like to see Adam McKay give somebody else a shot. But anyway, who do you think it's going to be?
Best Picture? Mm-hmm. I think Roma.
Ugh, okay. I would love to see, I say this every year, that I would love to be pleasantly surprised, and I would like it to be The Favorite or something that mm-hmm. is not, or Black Panther. I mean, I would love to see something recognized that was actually this like giant global hit that made $1 million for Hollywood. Like, why don't they just, Best Picture made us the best money. Like,
see, let's, why
give
though?
Black Panther.
The money is the reward.
That's what the money is yeah. for in your Don Draper moment. But
like, I mean, a lot of stupid movies make tons of money. We don't need to, I don't think that should be a factor.
Yeah, but I also think that you should acknowledge that, I mean, I guess the nomination is the acknowledgement, right? That, like, this movie did great things. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, so you think it's going to be Roma. I sadly think it's going to be Roma. I fear it might be Green Book.
That's the one that would infuriate me, obviously. I feel like, oh, and Bohemian Rhapsody, because that was trash.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like the favorite, Roma, and I feel like those are the real contenders.
Yeah. Even if A Star Is Born, I'd be okay with that.
I'd be fine with that.
I mean, Titanic won Best Movie the year it came out, so.
I have really mixed feelings about that movie. But yeah.
All right.
I mean, there's a lot of shitty movies that have won.
Yeah, right? Okay, Best Director. Spike Lee is nominated for Black Klansman. Pavel Pavlikowski is nominated for Cold War movie.
I have not even heard of that movie until yesterday.
Yeah, movie I'm completely unfamiliar with. Yorgos Lanthimos is nominated for The Favorite. Alfonso Cuarón for Roma. And Adam McKay for Vice.
I don't know why, but I have Yorgos Lanthimos. I feel like my thinking is that The Favorite's not going to get Best Picture, so it's going to get Best Directing.
Oh, I think Alfonso Cuarón's a lock for this category.
You think so? You're probably right.
It's so just universally, like, people... Your husband, who's a tough sell on movies, that said that he thinks it may be the best movie he's ever seen.
Yeah.
Which...
Yeah, it was an incredible film. And like, yeah, I mean, talk about someone's vision truly being realized. Yeah. That is an argument for...
Yeah, and I appreciate... Theory. Yeah, and I appreciate that movie is truly... I mean, that is an amazing legacy for the woman who raised him, mm-hmm. which, you know, that's who it's dedicated to. And I like that piece, but whatever. Maybe left me cold. Best actress in a leading role, Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close, The Wife, Olivia Colman, The Favorite, Lady Gaga, A Star Is Born, Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me? Let's talk about this category, because this is the only one that I'm sort of genuinely invested in.
Mm-hmm.
Listener Lee is probably frantically typing a tweet about Glenn Close. I know that he is strongly team Glenn Close. And I feel like there is the case to be made that she has been shut out for, you know, her entire career. She has never won. And this is the first year she's not up against Meryl Streep. So any other year she'd be like... In the bag, like Glenn Close is going to win. I did not see The Wife, but sure, I'm sure it's a great performance.
I'm sure.
Olivia Colman is a delight in everything she's in, mm-hmm. and I'm sure she's wonderful in this, and I would love to see her win, mainly because I would like to see her refer to Rachel Weisz and Emma Stone as her bitches again on the stage. That would be great. Melissa McCarthy, I kind of feel bad for, because by all accounts, it was a truly outstanding performance.
I saw that movie. It was great.
Yeah.
It was really good. She was excellent in it.
Yeah.
I mean, and she's always great.
She is always great. But I also feel like it sucks. This is, again, the Hamilton theory we talk about. Like, you develop your Broadway play for years and it's good, but it's released the same year as Hamilton, you're fucked, you know? So I feel like Melissa McCarthy is not really a contender this year.
I don't think so either.
Yalitza Aparicio, a newcomer. It was a great performance in Roma, but again, sorry. it's between Glenn Close and Lady Gaga. They shared an award at whatever recent awards.
Really? Like they tied?
Mm-hmm, yeah, they shared the award.
Wild.
But... Speaking of wild, let's talk about Lady Gaga's reaction if Glenn Close wins.
That'll be next year's Academy Award.
It will be her
win an Emmy.
Standing on a chair and clapping so loudly, mm-hmm. like extending her arms their entire wingspan and just like clapping far too loudly and far too...
Oh, man.
Yeah. And then if Lady Gaga wins, how's it going to go?
I said this probably for the Golden Globes, but I would fucking love it if Lady Gaga got up there and gave her 100 people in a room or whatever that speech that she got maligned for repeating at every press junket. That would be hilarious. Yeah. That would be a boss move.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, her and her histrionics. Maybe what I liked about A Star Is Born is that her character was actually kind of understated, and it was nice to just see Lady Gaga acting like a normal person.
Yeah, instead it was reined in. It was
writhing around in a prosciutto dress or whatever.
It was definitely reined in for Lady Gaga. But again, I feel like if she wins, she will propose to Bradley Cooper on stage. That is my hope. You know that she and her fiance broke off their engagement, and
I didn't hear that.
The internet is rife with speculation that it's because she cannot and will not get over Jackson Maine.
Compelling character.
Jackson Maine, unfortunately, not real. Bradley Cooper and his new melted face. I do not understand. I don't know why he did that to himself. But yeah, I would love to see her. I feel like Lady Gaga could also just get up on stage and say thank you and then walk off, which would be also a true boss move.
Yeah.
Because everybody is already planning their Lady Gaga reaction videos, I'm sure. And, yeah.
I don't know. The meme wags the dog.
Yeah. I would like to see Glenn Close win, I guess. Fine.
I have a Glenn Close.
Okay. And then let's go to actor in a leading role. Christian Bale for Vice. No, thank you. Bradley Cooper, Star Is Born. Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate.
Never heard of that movie.
That is not a real thing. The Academy just slipped that one in, trying to confuse voters. Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody and Viggo Mortensen for Green Book.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I have Christian Bale.
Yeah, because this year is fucking terrible. So yeah, Christian Bale is probably going to win.
Christian Bale with any weight loss, weight gain, and prosthetics, it's like he could just pick it up before the ceremony if he wanted. Honestly, I think it should go to Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
I think Rami Malek was excellent, but I don't think Bohemian Rhapsody is going to get anything because of Bryan Singer. So.
Yeah, sorry, you shouldn't. Fine. I think Rami Malek was excellent too, but he's going to be fine. Rami Malek, it's not like this is the last.
Unlike Christian Bale, which really needs this. he really needs this one, you guys.
I think just because it's very on brand for this being a shitty year that, Christian Bale will probably
win. We need everything to be garbage tomorrow morning, so Christian Bale's going to get up, call Dick Cheney an asshole in his speech, and then the internet can go wild about it on Monday morning, and I can just try not to look at Twitter.
What's Bradley Cooper going to do? Do we need to worry for Bradley Cooper if he doesn't win something for this movie?
Maybe.
I mean, he's used to it at this point, right? He hasn't won anything to date. The only award that A Star Is Born has won is original song so far in any of the big...
He was in Silver Linings Playbook. That got a lot of Academy attention. I don't know if he won anything.
Did he win something for that? I don't know, but I just feel like...
stupid.
I truly think, again, not to harp on this, but thinking about movies as art or trying to convey a vision, if that's what we say we want to recognize and that's what the Academy says they want to recognize, then Bradley Cooper should win because he... Again, that performance was just truly, it was great. He sang great. Like, he probably...
Oh, God, I forgot about
that. Learned how to play guitar for this fucking movie.
Stole Eddie Vedder's whole look.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I sincerely approve of. I think Orman should do that.
Went against Eddie Vedder's advice not to make this movie. Who's the fool now, Eddie Vedder, huh? a friend of the show, Lee, just tweeted, do we really want to tempt fate here? And then it's the, I'm not going to be ignored, Dan, gif from Glenn Close. And I feel like Lee won't be ignored either. So I hope for all of our sakes that Glenn Close does walk away with it.
Yeah.
Viggo Mortensen, if he fucking wins for Green Book, it's just, I don't know, in keeping with 2019. Let's talk a little bit about how Mahershala Ali is nominated for actor in a supporting role in that same movie, which in and of itself seems fucking problematic that the movie is about a
man and his assistant.
Yeah.
And the man is supporting role.
Yes, it is seriously fucked up.
Yeah.
Adam Driver is nominated for Black Klansman.
Yeah, again, I didn't see that movie. Adam Driver is the best thing in everything he's in. So if he gets it,
he is truly a star. Like, that man is so magnetic and just stupid, ugly, beautiful face. It's just, it's really. Sam Elliott is nominated for A Star Is Born. Sam Elliott's voice should absolutely be nominated, but he had like four scenes in that movie. Come on. Yeah. Richard E. Grant is nominated for Can You Ever Forgive Me? And Richard E. Grant has never been more relatable to me than using his nomination to stan his Barbara Streisand. I just think that is absolutely why you want to get on a national stage, so you can like let your crush know.
Oh
that
God, they're like, gonna have a Streisand's the presenter tonight. They're gonna have some memeable moment together. Gross. It's gross. Yeah, now that's my new existential 2019 dread, is just thinking about how things are gonna turn into memes.
Yes. Also, Sam Rockwell is nominated for Vice, which fine, whatever.
No. Whatever. Yeah, Sam Rockwell is fine. I don't want to see his stupid hair.
It's Sam Rockwell won last year for that terrible Three Billboards movie. So you're
Richard E. Grant should win. He was spectacular in Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Okay. Mahershala Ali is also outstanding in anything he does, but I would love to see Mahershala Ali win and then say I can't.
Yeah.
I can't take this Oscar.
Hard pass.
I can't. This was a mistake, guys.
Reading about the Oscars this morning and about people who have refused awards. And George C. Scott refused his Best Actor award in 1970, and he called the Oscars a meat parade.
Oh, nice.
Perfect.
That's awesome. Best Actress in a Supporting Role, Amy Adams. Always a fucking bridesmaid, never a goddamn bride. Like, she's nominated for Vice. Amy Adams truly deserves an Oscar for her I'm just happy to be here face every fucking time she's nominated and doesn't win anything. Marina de Tavira was nominated for Roma. She was wonderful. She played the mom. Regina King nominated for If Beale Street Could Talk. Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz are both nominated for The Favorite. The thing I love about that is I don't think it's going to be a Nicole Kidman, Reese Witherspoon thing where they're each grabbing the award from each other. I think they would probably be happy for either of them to win. They both seem pretty chill. Who do you think is going to win that one?
I have Regina King.
I do too.
I just have a feeling.
Yeah.
I haven't seen If Beale Street Could Talk yet, but.
Okay. And then, I don't know. Do we give a shit about anything else?
I gave adapted screenplay to If Beale Street Could Talk because I feel like that movie probably should get more attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
The Ballad of Buster Scruggs is nominated for original song, adapted screenplay, and something else, or costume design, and that is the Coen Brothers movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, I don't know, just because they make a movie doesn't mean you have to like nominate them. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, have you seen
anything about it? I've not seen it. I did see that Gillian Welch and David, what's his name, her longtime guitar player performing the song from that tonight, and that'll probably make me cry.
When even though Cowboy it's a dumb trades song. His spurs for wings.
I know. I'm thinking about how much I'm going to hate myself when I well up during that song.
Ew.
Her voice really gets me.
Yeah, she does have a great voice, but yeah. Okay.
Okay, Leah. Sound mixing.
Oh, I know. God, I don't know. I feel like it's so fucking like Bohemian Rhapsody, A Star Is Born, Black Panther, First Man, and Roma. I feel like First Man, zero interest in ever seeing that movie. Could not give less of a fuck about that movie.
Ryan Gosling is so compelling, and yet I don't want to see a movie about going to space.
I don't
gives
either.
Me anxiety.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't. Also, it happened, guys. We know he's fine. Like, I don't know. Documentary feature. Let's talk about that one. Free Solar for every tweeter, the first five tweeters. Free Solo is about, what's his name?
Alex Honnold,
that's right.
Climbing El Capitan.
Yeah. You saw Free Solo,
I saw
right?
it twice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that should win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you judge a documentary. Just the fucking achievement is mind-bending.
Yeah.
It's an excellent film. For some reason, I think RBG is going to take it. I feel like that's to Academy voters. They're going to be like, I didn't see any of these movies, so I'm just going to vote for the one that's politically apropos.
Hale County this morning, this evening. I have not
never heard of
that. Minding the Gap, I have heard nothing but outstanding things.
What is it about?
It's about skateboarders, but it's supposed to be like the most moving movie that's been made in the last decade.
Okay.
Of Fathers and Sons, an RPG. I would like to see Minding the Gap take it.
Okay.
Just because that has been on my list for a long time. And yeah, I feel like, sure. Or a Free Solo. Did you watch NX Honnold did an interview with GQ where they had him rate climbing in other movies? And
oh no, that sounds amazing.
It's awesome. I don't know anything about climbing.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anything about, I knew basically what you had told me about Alex Honnold before seeing this. And that guy is super,
he's total weirdo.
He is a he's a very weirdo, but he's also, it was very compelling, 4 minutes
yeah.
or whatever.
Okay, I can't wait to watch that. Yeah, I mean, that's another part of Free Solo that was amazing, is it's this portrait of like a truly weird guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Really? The guy who tried to Free Solo mm-hmm, the Capitan yeah. is actually a little bit out there.
Yep.
Animated feature film, Incredibles 2, Isle of Dogs, Mirai, Ralph Breaks the Internet, and Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
Spider-Man.
It has to take it, right?
Yeah.
People are rapturous about that movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's apparently life-changing. Yeah. I have not yet seen it, but it is coming to On Demand soon. My husband, who sees maybe 3 movies a year in theaters, thought about going to see it in the theater.
Wow.
Could not make
that
it work
going
with
to be
schedule.
Splashed but... across the DVD box.
Absolutely.
I thought about seeing it.
In the theater, but instead decided to wait.
I think we should get to your predictions, unless there are any other
categories
that, you really care
let's
about.
Let's talk about original song. Who do you think's going to take it?
Shallow.
Yeah, I think. So the nominees for original song are All the Stars, Black Panther, I'll Fight, RBG, The Place Where Lost Things Go, Mary Poppins Returns, way overrated, guys, Shallow, A Star is Born, and When a Cowboy Trades His Spurs for Wings,
God,
which
that
I
title.
Just, I can't. I can't, guys. I'm sure it's a great song, and yeah, Gillian Welch is, Gillian?
Whatever. I don't know.
Anyway, she's great, but no, thank you. All right, let's actually go to a song, and then when we get back, we'll talk about what we feel should happen at the Academy Awards this year. So since there's no presenter, they're probably listening to the show. Feel free to use any of our ideas. We just need, we just need credit and blue carpet rights for next year.
SAG cards, Writers Guilds, membership.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to play the song that's nominated from Black Panther, All the Stars.
Cool. Finally, and then figure out what the song is.
Yeah, right. And then we'll be back with more TV on the Radio. Keep it here on BFF.fm. Okay, welcome back to TV on the Radio here on BFF.
Sucks.
.fm. Yeah, that is not best original anything. That was All the Stars from Black Panther. I didn't care for that.
It'd be hilarious if that won over Shallow.
Yeah, The Place Where Lost Things Go was okay in Mary Poppins Returns, but what else? Okay, so let's get to, we've talked a little bit about what we think or fear will happen. My big fear is that Green Book is going to win Best Picture and America's going to be even more of a laughingstock on the national stage. What would you like to have happen tonight, Jess? I have some things I would like to have happen.
I think that Lady Gaga is going to have a wardrobe malfunction and be unable to perform Shallow. Okay. And Insane Clown Posse is going to have to step in.
Awesome.
They're going to be there, right?
Probably.
ICP, I mean, they're usually at the Oscars.
I wouldn't rule it out at this point. In that same vein, Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are performing Shallow live tonight on mm-hmm. the Oscars. Much has been made of that fact. So what I really want to have happen is for Bradley Cooper to pee on stage and then propose to Lady Gaga. I would love it if they aired the wedding immediately following the Oscars in a very special ABC special immediately following it. And naturally, it'd be called There Were 100 People in the Room, but you only need Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. In that same vein, I would like it if Lady Gaga peed on stage and then proposed to Bradley Cooper, but then he would turn her down because I feel like Lady Gaga may be in love with Bradley Cooper, but Jackson Maine is in love with Ally, and Bradley Cooper is not actually in love with Lady Gaga.
You just really want there to be peeing on stage.
Okay, so to that point, let me go on the record. You and I saw A Star Is Born together. Uh-huh. I did not see that he peed on stage in that movie.
Where were you?
Truly block that. That is a very upsetting thing for me. Uh-huh. Like, I will take...
So now, is this like a Scientology thing where you're trying to work through the trauma by reliving it?
I would go back and watch American History X before I would like see somebody pee themselves. I don't know why it's traumatic. Very upsetting for me. But I truly did not realize that happened during the movie. So
interesting.
I'm going to need somebody to let me know if Bradley Cooper does pee on stage tonight, because I will obviously block that. Going back to Lady Gaga, I would love to see Glenn Close brawl with Lady Gaga if she wins. I would just love to see Glenn Close, like, be done with that shit. And then as she's hauled out by security, I would love for her to do the, like, I just wanted to get another fucking look at you meme. And then Lady Gaga turns around and looks at her. It'd be amazing. Be really amazing. Get at me, Oscars. I can stage direct this thing for you.
You absolutely can.
Really juice it up.
Queen is performing with Adam Lambert tonight.
Oh, sure.
I would love it if they played Sweet Child of Mine and Hulk Hogan reenacted the end of The Wrestler, including dying. Spoilers for The Wrestler.
I'm truly mystified as to why in the fucking world Hulk Hogan is there.
Has to be why.
I don't understand.
My idea is the only idea.
Yeah, that would be great. I want to see Olivia Colman win for The Favorite and then just like go on a rant about how fucked up Brexit is.
That'd be good.
That'd be great. And then this one's a little out there, but I feel like now that Hulk Hogan's on the table, really anything can happen. I feel like I would like to see, or not that I would like to see, but this is probable. Harvey Weinstein is going to give a speech about the impact of Me Too on the perpetrators while a montage of all the terrible men in Hollywood plays in the background to a Sarah McLachlan soundtrack. And then that's actually going to win Best Short Film. So
that's you heard it fucking here happen.
You heard it here first, guys. I think that's what's going to happen.
In that vein, I'm sure there will be talk about Me Too and stuff.
I feel like they covered that last year. I don't think they're moving on. Yeah.
I think as a gesture of reparations for all the women whose careers have been destroyed or who have endured years of sexual harassment in Hollywood, that the following presenters should agree to fulfill their duty shirtless. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Chadwick Boseman, Chris Evans, Stephen James, Michael B. Jordan, Diego Luna, Jason Momoa, Paul Rudd, and Pharrell Williams.
It's a start.
Guys, step up.
it's a start. It's not going to go Time's far up. Enough. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a start.
It's a, yeah, it's a start.
There's nothing they can do to bring back the careers of, like, the people who have been, you know, destroyed by yeah. Harvey Weinstein. So, but whatever. Journey yeah. of 1,000 miles begins with taking your shirt off.
That's right. That's right. I feel like Chris Evans would be way down for that. Like, Chris yeah. Evans would just, like, unquestionably do it.
He's an ally.
He is absolutely that's what we call an that. Ally. He is definitely an ally. Yeah, that's awesome. I would love to see. So Chris Evans is presenting? Mm-hmm. Wait, my interest is renewed in the Oscars this year. And Paul Rudd, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man, getting some screen time. I love it. I love Paul Rudd.
Everyone loves Paul
yeah,
Rudd.
Yeah, it's true. Everyone does love Paul Rudd. He's another person I would be saddened to learn has yeah. some skeletons in his closet. That'd be very upsetting to me if I found out Paul Rudd was actually a dick.
You can't be.
He can't be. So speaking of allies, okay, Chris Evans, if I can just brag for a minute, I would like to say that Jess and I have had numerous talks about the rankings of the Chrises.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like that's something that everybody can relate to, right? We've all had sure. that talk about how to rank the Chrises correctly. And the order is, just so you guys know, Chris Evans,
mm-hmm.
Chris Thor, Chris Hemsworth.
Hemsworth, yeah.
Whatever. And then Chris Pine is next.
Mm-hmm.
And then whoever the other Chris is.
Chris
and then
Pratt.
Chris Pratt is last.
So, there's a fifth Chris?
Isn't there another Chris?
I don't know. Four.
But anyway, Chris Pratt is like, so it goes Chris Evans, right behind him, Chris Hemsworth, a little bit of space, and then Chris Pine, and then mm-hmm. 8 million miles before we get to Chris Pratt, the least of all the Chrises.
Yeah, he really dropped precipitously down the list yeah. of Chris's.
I have also taken this list to Facebook. I have convinced you that this list is correct. I yeah. convinced my friend in Ireland, Mary Therese, that this list is correct.
Uh-huh.
And the way I did it, and the way I will now convince anyone else who is unsure.
The way you should talk to your friends about the list of Chris's.
Is by directing you all to the GQ article, the Chris Evans interview, wherein yeah. he made out with the interviewer, and it was not harassing in any way, and made me fall very, very deeply in love with Chris Evans. So we'll maybe tweet that out afterwards. But let's talk about a list of allies and a list of people that you would be saddened to learn were actually terrible men. Okay, so all the people in that list, I would be very...
Yeah.
So go through your list again for who should be shirtless.
Chadwick Boseman, Chris mm-hmm. Evans, Stephen James, Michael B. Jordan, Diego Luna, Jason Momoa, Paul Rudd, and Pharrell Williams.
Is Idris Elba presenting?
I didn't see his name, no. Oh, he'll probably be there.
It's a real missed opportunity for shirtlessness. okay, so all those people.
Yeah.
I feel like all those people are probably relatively in the clear, right?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, what do I know about?
Chadwick Boseman. I don't know. I feel like Michael B. Jordan could maybe have some problematic behavior.
I think so.
Not necessarily harassment related, but anyway. Okay, so you and I went back and forth last night about that Hugh Jackman opening and the oral history of that Hugh Jackman mm-hmm. opening, and I stated that Hugh Jackman is one of the guys who I think is just a solid human being. And
yeah.
according to all reports that I've ever heard, about
yeah,
Hugh Jackman,
loves him.
That seems to be the overarching narrative of Hugh Jackman. So I would be extremely saddened to find out that he had anything shady in his past.
Mm-hmm.
The Rock is my other one.
You spend a lot of mental energy worrying about The Rock.
I don't worry about it at all.
This comes up a lot, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's my touchstone,
yeah.
guys. He's my Rock. yeah, the Rock has brought me immense joy mm-hmm. over the course of my life, and I feel like The Rock probably doesn't have any like troubling harassment in his past, mainly because he is just laser beam focused on world domination, and I think that like mm-hmm. he just doesn't have time for that, and yeah, and like I feel like
all he has time for is lifting weights, making blockbuster movies, and like
cheat
eating
meals.
Hard-boiled yeah. eggs.
Oh no, have you seen his cheat
oh
meal?
I have, yes.
The cheat meal train rolls on.
I'm there for every Sunday night cheat meal train on Instagram.
That's right.
Giant,
that's right.
Like 12-story high stack of pancakes and a boat of sushi.
75 chocolate chip cookies the size of your head. And yes, an absolute trawler full of sushi. Absolutely. But The Rock is also somebody who I would be very sad. Is he presenting tonight?
I mean, I did not see his name, though, but he'll probably
be there.
But
fucking Hulk Hogan gets to present?
Maybe that's why The Rock is protesting the Oscars.
Yes, that's great.
I have this in my notes. Whoever wins Best Actor tonight will join the illustrious ranks of past Best Actor winners: Richard Dreyfuss, John Voight, Dustin Hoffman, Jeremy Irons, Kevin Spacey, Russell Crowe, mm-hmm. Sean Penn, Gary Oldman, and Casey Affleck.
Stars, all of them. All unproblematic stars, all of them.
Yep.
So I don't know. Maybe it should go to someone shitty. But okay, let's get back to what else we would like to see happen. I would like to see Timothée Chalamet open mouth French kiss Glenn Close when she wins the Oscar. I would love to see them become a thing. We stan.
That's where you're shipping these days.
Have you seen the fire in their pictures?
No.
They've been doing the circuit together. Timothée.
You think there's been some canoodling?
I definitely would not rule it out. And that boy is so beautiful.
He's gorgeous.
Beautiful, beautiful little French consumptive face.
I sent Leah a picture of Finn Wolfhard turned up on my Instagram last night. And he is aging into a beautiful, like, French new wave
looking absolutely. Kid.
And I immediately felt dirty because he is...
Seven.
Well, he's too young and known for being, like, pursued on social media by discussing older women such as myself. And you said, like, yes, he is looking like a French consumptive.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, that's type. That's
absolutely my aesthetic also. Timothée Chalamet, that's, yeah. Also, on things I would like to see happen, I would like The Rock to show up. No reason. Just seems like he runs everything in Hollywood. I would love it if he read his GQ article published by the incomparable Katie Weaver in 2017, which made the list of things that brought me joy in 2017 and was, in fact, the entirety of that list.
I think Jose Andres is going to be there tonight.
Oh,
and I think he's going to make everyone dinner.
I have just wouldn't.
Like everyone is very sad about this stupid Oscars.
Yeah.
And then make everyone a nice dinner.
Yeah, he's also a good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy. Okay.
What I hope he presents with Penelope Cruz and Salma Hayek. Just a cacophony of silly accents.
I would also like if people did accept their Oscar, but then gave it to Bradley Cooper. That'd be great. And then he's just, it's a picture of him with a boatload of Oscars.
It'd Pity Oscars.
Yeah, that'd be great. I would also like Alfonso Cuarón to admit that he didn't really understand Roma either. That'd be great. And then the last and most fervent wish I have is, I'm just saying, if there's a lot of dead air time, I would love to see Chrissy Teigen take the stage and read her tweets. Okay.
I think that's an A+ idea.
Yeah, I would love that. What would you like to see tonight at the Oscars, Jess?
I think that's all for my predictions. I have to get it out there. My constant anxiety about who's going to get snubbed in In Memoriam.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I feel like Karl Lagerfeld is not going to be honored, which will be bullshit.
He will be honored.
Carol Channing, Peter Tork, and Vern Troyer all died in the last year. Daryl Dragon from Penny Marshall is not going to get snubbed. Clark Gable III. Clark Gable's grandson and a host of cheaters on VH1 has left this mortal coil.
What?
Yep. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to break the news.
Shocked.
But they better squeeze him in.
I am shocked. Yeah. He was young.
He was only 30.
How did he die?
I don't know. I learned about this on Just Jared.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, shit. On that
Sorry
note.
To end on a bummer note, guys. Enjoy the Oscars.
Hopefully Peter Tork does not get... I don't know. Is he a member of the Academy?
I don't know.
We'll look for him at next year's Ampus, I guess. I don't know.
I sincerely think he was my first, like, childhood crush.
Really?
Yeah.
One of my first childhood crushes was Mike Nesmith.
Oh, really? Yeah. I think I did move on to him. I like Peter first. And then my friend Tiffany told me that, no, Mickey's the cute one. And I was like, okay, Mickey. And then
Mickey
I was
is
into
not
Mike.
Cute.
I was never into Davy Jones.
No, I never was either.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mike Nesmith was my
Yeah.
Long time ATF, ATF monkey. And his mom invented Whiteout, as we all know. Okay. All right. Let's end with, do you want to hear the terrible song from RBG or the terrible song from Mary Poppins Returns?
RBG.
Okay. This is Jennifer Hudson, I'll Fight. Hopefully Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga will tonight. And we'll see you guys next week for more TV on the Radio. Can all the